For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew 10 41. We can sit down. Matthew 10 verse 41. Matthew 10 41. Matthew 10 41. What does this say? Anybody there? Okay. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. It's okay, sir. Yes, sir. Now, are we together? Please, let's look. The Bible says, if somebody should come unto you now, means, and say, I am a prophet. If you receive him in the name of your brother, you will not receive his ministry. If he comes to you as a prophet, you must receive him as a prophet for you to receive a prophet's reward. That is a prophet ministry. All together. If somebody is a prophet and you don't see him as a prophet, his ministry will never benefit you. This is only one of the gifts, apostle, prophet. That is one only one that the Bible uses. So when somebody comes to you and say, I am prophet X, Y, Z, and you refuse to believe that person is a prophet, you will never receive his prophetic ministry. Hallelujah. So the first thing about prophet you must understand is you must believe. If somebody says he's a prophet, just believe he's a prophet to start with. And then you can test whether he is a prophet or not. Are we together? Are we together? In Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11, we are taught that one of the gifts that God gave us is apostles. The second one is prophet. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 28 says, secondarily, prophet. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the ability to prophesy is different from who is a prophet. When you have the ability to prophesy, that doesn't make you a prophet. Are we together? First, come on, are we together? First Corinthians 14 from verse 1 to 5. Talking about prophecy is meant for exhortation, for edification, and for comfort. So the fact that you can prophesy doesn't make you a prophet. Are we together? Are we together, please? So, what makes every Christian, the Bible says we all can prophesy one by one. Every Christian can prophesy. Prophecy is all about foretelling. Are we together? Foretelling. We only edify, exhort, talking about the presence. You can only talk about presence. But prophets talk about the future. Are we together? Prophets foretell. F-O-R-E-T-E-L. Prophets foretell. Prophecy is all about foretelling. F-O-R-T-H telling. Foretelling is all about prophecy. Anybody that is a prophet must be able to foretell, predict the future with accuracy. Are we together? Are we together? So, prophecy, all of us should be able to prophesy. It's all about foretelling. But a prophet tells about the future. It's called foretelling. Are we together? Have you ever heard about major and minor prophets? Have you heard about them? So who is a major prophet? We have five major prophets and three minor prophets. Was it because the prophecy of one was stronger than the other? Or because one was more powerful than the other? The only reason, let me tell you the reason now. Are we together? The reason why we have major prophet and minor prophet is simple. Because of the volumes of the article they wrote. Was not because one was stronger or more powerful than the other. The book of Isaiah has 66 chapters. It's big. Two of us. Haggai have only 2 pages or something like that. Now may only be one side of a page. The only reason why we have 5 major Isaiah, Jeremiah, is because the volumes of their documented article are much. While the others are little. That is only the reason why we say some people are major prophets and some are minor prophets. Did we get that? It's not because the minor prophet, like Prophet Michael Haggai, and say this prophet is less than Prophet Jeremiah. No. As a matter of fact, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Habakkuk, is it Habakkuk or Haggai? We are prophesying at the same time. So the reason why we have major prophets and minor prophets, because of the volumes of the article that they documented. Are we together? Now, prophet must not be wired. Wired, like, when you somebody say, I'm a prophet, doesn't mean you start giving long beard, or start living mustache, or start dressing in some kind of strange way. You start looking prophetic. Give me a look, it's looking mysterious. No, a prophet must not be like that. Are we together? Now, a prophet must not also perform a miracle before he becomes a prophet. Some prophets in the Bible didn't do one miracle till they died. Habakkuk, Haggai, they did not do one miracle. But the Bible refers to them as prophets. Micah was the one that prophesied about the birth of Jesus Christ, Micah chapter 5. He didn't do one miracle. So the fact that you're a prophet doesn't mean you must perform a miracle. Are we together? So prophet doesn't mean they must be wise. They may be dressing in some kind of a strange way. Because they are prophetic. They are the mountain. You know, Yoruba people. Okay. They are the ones that stay on the mountain. Are we together? No. That doesn't mean you must become wise before you become a prophet. Hallelujah. Now, the source of information of different prophets matters. Some prophets see dreams. Some prophets see things through visions. Some prophets see things through inner knowings. There is no one particular way of information to prophets. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. The Bible speaking of Moses, I speak to him face to face. He speaks to some skins by vision and by dreams. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So now there's no particular way. You say a prophet, you know, when they say, when they say you're a prophet, this prophet they see you, this prophet they see you. You know how people say, this man they see very well. It's not everybody that must see something. Some people dream and they come and tell you that I saw coronavirus coming. Oh, you know, many people prophesy about coronavirus. I was watching the form of the prophecies yesterday. Oh, you know, many people were prophesied. Are you together? You can search online. Prophecy concerning coronavirus. Some people gave it in details with the country, how it came, and that was the exact way it happened. Are we together? So some of them saw it in their dreams. Some just saw it in open vision. Some of them, all of them saw it in different ways. Are we together? So the way a prophet sees an information is not important as the information itself. If I saw it while I sleep, doesn't make my information less valuable than somebody that saw it while he's awake. Come on, are we together? So now the source of information of prophets differs. So a prophet must not be, it must not be mysterious. A prophet must not be demonstrating power. Doesn't mean, if a prophet doesn't demonstrate power, doesn't mean, if he can see the future, he is a prophet. Hallelujah. Now, prophet grows in level. Like, first of all, you may begin to see what will happen in the evening. Before you begin, you see what will happen tomorrow. Before you begin, you see what will happen next week. Before you begin, you see what will happen in 10 years' time. Hallelujah. The prophet, so now, if somebody calls himself a prophet, and you say, okay, you now, tell us what future prophecy you have ever seen, and the person has never seen anything about the future, doesn't mean he's a fake prophet necessarily. He could be in the progress or process of growth. Are we together? Come on, we together. So, but the ability, but there should be small signs of who is a prophet. Now, who is a prophet? I'll give you four definitions or five. All of them, there are some things that you cannot point a definition on, but you can point descriptive characters to. When you see A, B, C and happen, A, B, C and C happening to this person, it's a sign. You know what they call symptoms? When they say symptoms of liver disease, when they see your eye behaving in a way, they will say this person may have a liver disease. When they see your urine behaving in some way, they will say this person may have a kidney disease. Is that true? So there are some pointers that indicate this and this exists. Sorry. So now, who is a prophet? A prophet is somebody who speaks by direct divine inspiration or an immediate inspired revelation by the Holy Spirit. Somebody who speaks by direct divine inspiration or immediate revelation by the Holy Spirit too. A prophet is somebody that has the ability to clearly foretell events and foretell them accurately. In Acts chapter 11 from verse 28, Prophet Agabus came and said, there will be famine in Jerusalem. And then it actually happened. Isaiah 11 from verse 1 to 11 and Micah chapter 5 verse 2 were the prophecies of Jesus Christ. Said, unto us a child will be born and a son will be given to us. Is that correct? That was Prophet Isaiah prophesying about the birth of Jesus Christ. And all of them happened in detail. So a prophet is somebody that foretells in accuracy and detail. Number three, a prophet is somebody that operates in prophecy and revelatory gifts as basic fundamentals. Somebody that operates in... Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and slowly showed by the Spirit, showed inspired, showed by the Spirit, that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Now, this is a prophet. He foretold about future events, and it happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Are we together? Now, say a prophet is somebody that told about future events. Now, somebody that operates in revelatory gifts. Now, what are the three revelatory gifts we have? We have what three revelatory gifts? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. The last one is what? Discerning of spirit. Very correct. Discerning of spirit. Most prophets operate with the gift of discerning of spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Now, why, if prophets operate by discerning of spirit, why did Prophet Samuel almost miss anointing David as king? Do you remember? When he went to anoint David, he missed it and almost anointed Eliab. Now, if prophet anoint operate by discernment of spirit, why did he always miss it? Shall I give us the answer? You want to know the answer? No, you don't want to know the answer. So let me continue. Do you really want to know the answer? Okay, now, you know, all of us are human. There is a human part of every man of God. Now, when God does something, A, B, C, A like this, B like this, you will be tempted to think that the third time you will do it, you will do it the same way. Is that correct? Now, the first person that was anointed king in Israel was Saul. The Bible says he was more handsome, according to the Bible, than everybody in Israel. True? He was taller, shoulder above everybody in Israel. So, physically, he looked like a king. So, when the first son of Jesse came, the Bible said he was tall and handsome. He looked like the way Saul was looking. That's why God told Samuel, men look outside the outside appearance. That's where we got that scripture from. But I look at the heart. You remember that? So he looked at him, looking at, okay, since that was the way Saul was looking at, this should be the king. Are we together? So he was moved by the sight. So, but prophets generally operate by word of wisdom, word of knowledge, revelatory gifts. So like I said, apostles operate fundamentally in the power gifts. Is that correct? Healing, faith, and working of miracle. Now, a prophet is somebody that has ability to assess the realm of the spirit supernaturally. If you have ever been in a situation where a prophet is ministering, he can look at you now, and then, by the help of the Holy Spirit, assess information about you. Three of us. I remember one time I was listening to a prophet, Apostle Joshua Suleiman. There was a woman that was being accused of witchcraft. Are we together? And then he told them to go and call all the members of their family. So when he called them, he said, all of you should surround him. So they cycled him. And he entered their middle. And then he was like browsing their family on his own. He looked to their fifth or seventh generation like that. And then he began to tell them things, and go to their place where they know. And then began to tell them the way everything happened in details. The most innocent person in the circle was the guilty one. Are you together? You know, most time when things happen, the most innocent person is actually the guilty one. The most innocent person. Hallelujah. So he can have ability to assess the realm of the spirit. An evangelist may not easily do that. A teacher may not easily do that. A pastor may not, but the prophet is like, this is his working equipment to be able to assess the realm of the spirit, even though it has to be by the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then now, this is very, very important. Deuteronomy 18 verse 18. This is the final definition of a prophet. Deuteronomy 18 verse 18. A prophet is God's mouthpiece to men. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and he will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. A priest speaks to God for the people. Are we together? A prophet speaks to the people from God. Our intermediary to God is a priest. Are we together at all? Are we together? Now, if we want to talk to God, we don't talk to God through a prophet. We talk to God through a priest. That is in the Old Testament. Are we together? But if God wants to talk to us, He doesn't talk to us through priest. He talks to us through prophet. Shall I come again? If I want to talk to Mint, I talk to him through Eberechi. Is that correct? But if Mint wants to talk to me, he talks to me through Shino. Are you getting it? So this is a prophet, this is a priest. We talk to God through priest, but God talks to us through prophet. So if God wants to talk to us in the olden days, he talked to us through prophets. Are we together? So prophets have God's mouth. Anything God told them, they say it. And they must say it the way it is. Hallelujah. If God says, go and tell my people, they shall die. They must come and say, the people, you will die. The way it is. Are we together? So that is a prophet. Why do we need prophets? Number one, nothing happens on this earth without a prophetic ministry. Amos 3 verse 7. Nothing will ever happen in your life, in my life, without the ministry of the prophet. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servant. What? Come on. Come on, are we together? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servant. Do we believe the Bible at all? What the Bible is saying is, God doesn't do anything in this earth until a prophet is aware and until a prophet has prophesied it. Do we understand? Do we agree? So with that prophet, things will never happen. And one of the reasons why God makes sure that a prophet speaks about it is, Bible says, so that when it happened, the people will say what? They have heard it before, that somebody has said, so that when something happened, they say, ah, this is coincidence, or this is by chance. So that when it happened, you will know that it has been foretold. So nothing ever happens with us. So that means, if prophets are dead, nothing new will happen. Because before they must happen, somebody must speak about them. Together. So we must have a prophet in our life, or we need the prophetic ministry, because for something to, if there is a move of God that's about to happen, somebody must say it. If nobody has said it, it will not happen. If nobody has prophesied about the birth of Jesus Christ, it wouldn't have come. The Lord God does nothing unless he reveals it to a prophet. So we must accept the prophet as a country, as an actual church. Hallelujah. If there will be a move of God in this country, a prophet must talk about it. Hallelujah. Number two, prophet determine the speed of manifestation of God's will on earth. Prophet determine the manifestation of God's will on earth. How long will you cry, Samuel? Arise and anoint David as king. Until Samuel rose up to anoint David, if he kept crying for 10 years, David will never be king. Jonah chapter 4 from verse 6 to 9. How many of us remember the story of Jonah and Nineveh? He was sent to deliver them. So long as he kept running away, the people kept perishing. If he has never returned, God will have to send another prophet to them. So if he had gone earlier, they would have been saved a day earlier. If he delays, the delay keep coming because God is almost handicapped. How do you hear that? Until Jonah went to the land and began to speak and said, this land will be destroyed. So and so, that is how the people got saved. So if you want something fast to happen in your life, you must appreciate the prophetic ministry in your life. How do you hear that? You must appreciate it. When somebody prophesies and says, so and so will happen to you, it makes it faster to happen because it has been called forth already. So prophet determines the speed of things happening in our life. Without prophecy, some things will never happen. Hallelujah. Without prophecy, some things will never happen in our life. Until somebody calls them forth from the realm of the spirit and make them to be. I believe God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, prophets are people that affirm circumstances. They affirm they affirm the truth of circumstances being foretold. Something has been foretold, somebody has said something. It's a prophet that has to confirm if this is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A congregation without a prophet is blind. Hosea chapter 12 from verse 10 and 13. Prophets are God's eyes to the realm of the people. I was somebody was telling me of his church. He was a leader, prayer band leader. And then the assistant prayer band leader was a witch. Like literal witch. You know someone is a literal witch? Eh? Like practicing witch, active duty, she's not retired. I have also spoken by the prophet and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophet. 10:13. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved. So the woman who was there was a practicing witch. But because he was an evangelist, he was not operating, he was very powerful and genuine. Prayer machine, pray for 14 hours, 10 hours, father like that. He has never picked it in the realm of the spirit. Just one prophetic inclination, this woman is a witch. Their eyes, if you know people around you, if you know who they are, you never believe. A prophet can easily see who is who and pick them. So the church is almost blind without the ministry of the prophets. All together? They are the ones that can really point to somebody and say, this thing is like this. Because they have the ability to see. They are the people that refer to have their eagle's eye. They can see and accurately pick things. So we will be blind and be deceived. We can have an occultic guru Maharaji, or we can have an ogboni person as your pastor. You don't even know. Hallelujah. Or you can have a quiet director that is fake, or somebody that is totally fake, a witch. What do you know that are practicing witch that are choir leaders? Practicing, not the one that they by joke. They travel by night, literally. And they are choir leaders. And then they'll be in a very hot atmosphere, and nobody will know. It's only the prophetic ministry that can pick these kinds of people. All together. A lot of examples are coming to my mind of people ministering, and then they walk up to the congregation, and then the people could not believe what was happening. They could not believe. You, this child is not your child. The woman fainted. They could not believe. So people will be deceived and in quagmire by people without the prophetic ministry. So we need them. See, we need prophet, oh, we need them. Hallelujah. They can know what is your problem. They can know what is your problem. Hallelujah. The Dr. Lukaya was given a story of one time a woman and her daughter came to him for prayers. And then the prophetic was on him. Hallelujah. And then he told them, okay, when he decided what was the problem, he told them, okay, enter that room and begin to pray. So they started praying together. After a while, the voice of the mother reduced and the voice of the daughter increased. The daughter was blind. Are we together? Yes. So the voice of the mother reduced and the voice of the daughter. Then after a while, the blindness left the daughter and went to the mother. So after that, they said, what is wrong? Say, sorry, sir. I was the one that did it. Nobody could believe. Without the prophetic like this, that woman will have been, because you will not believe your mother will make you blind. Because if she wants to marry, I'm afraid who will take care of me if she marries. So let her be blind and be at home. Oh, you think it's, oh, I've not heard story yet. Is that, so with he was, of course, not general. Dick Oluka is general in the faith. But that prophetic ministry was the one that gave him insight to see. Pastor David Egbele was talking about a young lady in his church. She came and sold, prayed for her to marry. She did not marry. She came and did everything that people are doing, that people came and testified. And then she could not marry. So one day he was in the office, and then she walked to him. And he said the prophetic was in him, according to his word. So when he saw her, he just knew her problem. He now called her and said, you come. Your problem is like this. These children you are carrying, Who children are they? Say they are the children of my neighbors. I like children. And then secondly is, you are wearing four rings, or is it two rings in your finger? Is it two rings or something like that? Say, and then one of it is on her wedding ring. So why are you wearing this ring? Say, she grew up, you know, there are people that wear rings normally like that. Innocently, you know, there are people that wear rings normally. They grew up wearing rings. So, and then what was it? And then the way she dressed is also, she dressed like a married woman wearing buba flowing gown. So men have been coming around her. Some people, in fact, some of them even came to their house. And when they came to talk to her, they saw children. So they thought she had the children at away match. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So that when they told her, these are your problem, change your dressing, remove this ring, adjust this thing. When she did it, on her wedding, is it her wedding or did the wedding? One of the guys came and was crying. He came and met the pastor and said, sir, can somebody miss the marriage? God told me this was my wife. And so and so and said, no, you are missing. The lady was saying, and why you didn't tell me? You didn't tell me you love me. Say, I told you are married. Without the prophetic, she would have remained unmarried. Are we together? So the prophetic is the eyes of the spirit. We need the ministry of prophets. If you have a friend that is a prophet, somebody to have around. Somebody to value and have him around. Hallelujah. When somebody, in case you doubt, the person, just have the person around. You may be around him one day and he will see something for you. He may see something very valuable that you may need. Hallelujah. So the prophets are the eyes of the church. We may be blind without their ministry. Hallelujah. We may be blind without their ministry. We may be blind without their ministry. And then you wonder how prophets make mistakes of marrying the wrong people. There are powerful prophets that marry the wrong people in their life. Is that correct? I know the name you are thinking about. I won't say it here. Because this message is being recorded earlier. You know, if I said the first day we spoke that the gift of the Spirit may not necessarily work for you. Do you remember? A prophet can see A, Y, Z about somebody's life. But his life, he may not see anything. If you want to see him, must develop the fruit of the Spirit or depend on another prophet to see for him. That is the way the kingdom is structured. Because he must depend on somebody, even though he become arrogant. So the gifts of the Spirit are not meant for us. So a prophet can easily miss it on his own life. But for your own life, he can tell you everything accurately. So prophets are our eyes. They see. Now, does it mean now, if you want to do something, Baba, what do you see for me? What do you see for me? No. We don't depend on prophet to see for us. We depend on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But if by any chance you have the access to a prophet, or they come to you and deliver a message to you, hallelujah, you should be able to value it. But then, remember something about prophets. Everything about the prophetic must be tested. The Bible says, test every. Is that the Bible? What the Bible says? 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. What is 1 John 4 verse 1, sir? 1 John 4 verse 1. Do not believe every spirit, but test what? Test what? Test the what? With S, is that correct? How many spirits do we have in this world? How many spirits? We have the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. And then, for the sake of this class, the spirit of man. Are we together? Are we together? Bible says, test every spirit. Now, demons, witchcraft, wizard, Baba, necromancer, all of them are under one class. Devil spirit. Angel, cherubim, seraphim, any other class, beasts in heaven are under one class. Spirit of God. Even though it's not like that. But for the sake of this class, let us maintain these three. Are we together? And then the spirit of man. Bible says, I remember Kenneth Hagin. Is it? I believe in vision. He was saying that Jesus appeared to him. And was talking to him. I believe you have read it in his books. So Jesus was talking to him. And then he said, Jesus, show me where this thing is written in the Bible. Now, if Jesus appeared and he's talking to you now, will you need to ask him where this is written in the Bible? Will you? Yeah, I will just believe easily. I go, Kukuma, you mean Jesus Christ? Is that not true? No, just think about it. If Jesus appeared to you now, and you know, because Jesus appeared to him like 6 or 7 times. As a matter of fact, he knew he was Jesus Christ. And then Jesus was showing me some things. And he said, show me where this thing is in the Bible. And according to his book, the Bible says, the book says, Jesus smiled. And then he said, okay, open to this so-and-so book. And then he showed him. Does it mean the other spirit does not? Okay, and actually show you. Okay, don't worry, we'll get there. We'll get how to discern the correct spirit. Okay, Jesus, pick. Okay, now. There are many people that claimed they are prophet and then they went to heaven. And then Jesus spoke and showed them that their devil is in hell. It's not that Jesus. It's not the one I'm talking about. It's not our Jesus. So people say the man came in white and light. Now, there are ways to test prophet. And then we'll close here. Let's answer your question, Eberechi. Yeah? Number one is, anything the Bible or the person is saying doesn't tally with scriptures. That is why Ken Eki says, Jesus, show me where it is. Now, when we say doesn't tally with Jesus, doesn't mean the person is saying, you will not see it in the Bible. This one is revelation. God show me deep. No, it must be literal. Are you together? Now, let me show you. God showed me in the archive one deep secret. When you read it, you will not see it. It's a lie. If that thing does not tally with scriptures, it's fake. Are you together? Any prophet prophesying anything, just imagine prophet, a prophet came up and said, Jesus was coming in the year 2000. How many of us were born that time? And you know that prophecy? Yeah, 2000. You remember that prophecy? One man came and said, Jesus Christ was coming. It was all over the world. Now, that prophecy does not tally. He said, Jesus showed him. The Bible says, nobody knows. That's what the Bible says. I remember New Year Eve, 1999. When we went for that New Year Eve, all of us were righteous. I was still a small baby. I can remember that night. In our place, when is New Year Day? Train used to horn. Ooh! Yes. I come from Kafanchan, where there is train in Nigeria. Hallelujah. So, 1999, New Year Eve, we were all in church. 11:57. Everybody was. 11:58, 59. When we had the horn, everybody was waiting for something to happen. Hallelujah. That is a false prophet. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, what they must say must tally to scriptures. I see you. God told me that in the future, your wife will leave you or you will leave your wife. It may happen. Hallelujah. But what they are saying, or God is saying you will leave, okay, in the future, God is telling me you will leave this woman and marry this woman. That is not what the Bible says. Obviously, a man should not leave his wife. Anything that the Bible, the person is saying that does not tally with scriptures. Example, the Bible says, until a man is dead, his judgment has not been meted. That's what the Bible says. It is appointed for man to die once and after that judgment. That means if you are not dead, you have not been judged. So why will you tell me somebody is in living and is already judged? So that's not consistent with scriptures. So that prophecy cannot be from God. So every prophecy we must test it from scriptures to see whether it is aligning with scriptures. No matter who, the Bible, anybody. That is what the Berean Christian Apostle Paul came and spoke to them and they went to confirm. Is that not what the Bible says? They went to confirm if this thing was true. So anybody that come and spoke to you, that doesn't mean you become suspicious, but you have the right to test every prophecy. Hallelujah. That this is consistent with what God says for you. Number two ways is, okay, the Bible says, okay, let's read this scripture, sir. Deuteronomy 18:22. Let's see. Are we together? Let's see. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or comes to pass, that it is the thing which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. Can we have a lighter version? Do you have NIV? Do you have NIV? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come through, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him. Do we see that? Let's come. Hold that first. Jeremiah 28:9. Jeremiah 28:9. NIV also. Jeremiah 28:9. But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true. Can we have King James now? The prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord has truly sent him. Now, what this is saying is, please, let's listen. Are we together? Are we together? The way to test a prophet is the prophecy happening. Is that what we just read? Are there fake prophets that prophesy and it happened? Let me ask you now. Are there fake prophets that prophesy and it happened? No. I want a bold answer. If it's yes, let me hear. Are there fake prophets that prophesy and it happened? Oh boy, you people are not in Nigeria. You have not seen a prophet telling you that as you are leaving me now, you'll be robbed here and you'll be robbed. You have not seen it. You have not heard of it. Oh. May you not see it. Okay, may you see so that you will learn. There are many people that give. Hope you know that not only men of God see the realm of the spirit. Do you know that? Hope you know Babalawo can see. And they can tell you what will happen. Now you are not understanding it. And it will happen. Go, I have killed him. And then it will happen. I promise he's dead. And then it will happen. So, this test is an Old Testament test. If you only test a prophet by the prophecy coming to pass, it's an Old Testament method. It doesn't work now. I'll give you the one that's working now according to the New Testament. Are we together? If you only test prophecy by coming to pass, many, I mean, it's worse. Go and look for decoder, Kenyan decoder. You know Kenyan decoder? You know those Kenyan pastors? You know Kenyan pastors? Yeah, okay, so, okay. The way you're speaking, you know some of them. Some of them are literal native doctors on screen, calling themselves pastors. Literal. I said, they'll be doing money on screen with congregate. When I look at some people, I say, now, since they said, the reason why you see people coming is because something has been happening there. They have been saying things and it has been happening. So now, if you use this method in 21st century, you are gone for. So what is the New Testament method? Should I tell you? Should I tell you? Free of charge like that? Hallelujah. So there are ways to know the New Testament, who is truly a prophet. It's not only by prophecy coming to pass. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a church? And then the pastor said, I saw X, Y, Z happening. Let us pray that it will not happen. How many of you have ever been in that kind of situation? And then you prayed. But you know the problem with church people? Is even when you pray, you are waiting for it to happen. True? Even as you are praying now, this is my God. If it doesn't happen, you don't believe the man of God. So why did you pray? That's the problem with us Christians. Because even if you pray, they are waiting for it to happen. If it doesn't happen, say, this man, they talk like prophecy. You know, they happen, anything. That's the problem. But you are the one that actually prayed that it should not happen. But you are not even expecting your prayer to be answered. Oh, so somebody is, there is a problem somewhere. So by the prophecy coming to pass is not the law. The only way to test a prophecy is by, are we together? Should I tell you? Should I tell you? Okay, I will not tell you. Is by the gift of discerning of spirits. That is the only way. It's by discerning of spirits. By discerning of spirits. What makes a music a gospel music? Let's talk. What makes a song or an artist a gospel artist? Is it the spirit behind the song? That is very perfect. Okay, maybe you, because I've said it here several times. It's not only the lyrics that makes a prophet, an artist, a gospel artist. Is that correct? It's not only the lyrics. It's the spirit behind. So, somebody can stand up under the influence of a demon and say, 2020 coronavirus will come. And then it came 2020. But the spirit that spoke through him is not the spirit of God. Now, there is a difference between false and fake prophets. Do you get that? There is a difference between false and fake. Now, what makes something fake and what makes something false? Is it the same word? Okay, when you say somebody is a fake prophet and somebody is a false prophet, they are two different words. I'm playing with your brain today. So, when somebody is fake, fake has to do with the calling. He is not called to be a prophet. But force has to do with the content of his message. A true prophet can give a false information. Remember, the Bible says there is an old prophet and a young prophet. The young prophet said, God says I should not come. Then the old prophet came and said, God told me you should follow me. And the Bible still referred to him as a prophet. But what he said was false. Are we together? So, what makes a prophet? So, actually, what we should be looking at this. Who is a fake prophet? A fake prophet is somebody that ministers under a demonic influence, not according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. And then also, the aim is for demonic influences. That is a fake. But falseness has to do with the content. So somebody can be a true man of God, but say a false thing. That doesn't make him fake. Are we together? So fake has to do with calling. He's a fake pastor. That means he's not called to be a pastor. He's a false pastor. That means what he's saying is not right. So fakeness. I know this may be difficult for us to sing now. But let me say it again, gradually. Fake has to do with the calling. All together, he is a fake apostle, mean he is not called to be an apostle. He is a false apostle, mean what he is saying, even if he may be a true apostle, is false, it's not the truth. Kungani? Shagbo? Shagbo? Kachifo? Is it Kachifo? What have you heard in you? Nugo, Hallelujah. So now that is the problem. You don't tell the problem what even though you'll be deceived. I'm telling you, there are many places you go. What they tell you happen, where that person is fake. There are many of them in local Jai. Hallelujah. Many. One of us said he went to one place. As he got there, his spirit was restless. He knew something was wrong. Have you ever been to somewhere? I know that something is wrong here. That is called discerning. Nobody has said anything, but you could feel your spirit is not tallying with what is happening around here. But there things are happening. He calls you by name, tells you details, account balance and details. You understand me now? And but he doesn't know that what he's saying is not correct. That is called discernment. Like I said last week, we were in a place that one man of God was ministering. Everything he was saying was biblical. I mean, what I mean by sound exegesis. But in my spirit, I felt something was wrong about this man. I didn't know why. Hallelujah. Didn't know why. He kept hammering on something. And when I let him, something was actually wrong. So somebody can be saying, the Bible says in the last days, people will come in my name saying I am what? Saying I am what? I am he, I am Christ. Before, we used to think that the person will appear and say, I am Jesus. Don't know what you were thinking before. In fact, some of us may be able to get like that. A sign of the Antichrist, somebody will come and appear and say, he is Jesus Christ. Two of us. Is that also what you believe now? That's what the Bible is saying on the literal. But that's not what the Bible is saying. What the Bible is saying is, the person will come and say, Jesus is the Christ. You actually masquerade as a preacher. He will confirm and believe in the Bible. He will say Jesus is Christ, but he will lead them astray. Most fake pastors claim to hold the Bible. All of them hold this Bible. This thing I'm holding is what they are holding. True, yes. No. If somebody come outrightly like this with butt, with pot and feathers and say it's a pastor, nobody will go to the church like that now. The person must wear suit and carry King James and hold microphone before people come. So they always come and masquerade in the form of Christ and pastors, but then they are misleading people. There are some church or some TV stations, those Ghanaian stations I used to watch. Is it that they remove the face they are watching? I could not believe my eyes. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe that this was real. And you see crowd of people. This one is literally a native doctor. white ladies all on the stage with only him in the center, all of them wearing white. Do you need his service? Do you need a native doctor? One, one. Oh my God! You know that evil, evil song of dancing of native doctor. You know what song like that? He came up and then somebody was playing. So he began to dance like that, and people were laughing. I could not believe what I was seeing. I'm telling you. Now, when people go there, it's not. It's because the person told you accurate things about your life. She know. They tell your grandfather, your great grandfather, your mother, the color of your bedroom, the color of your shoe, the color of your innerwear, color. They tell you every detail. When somebody tells you something like that, you follow. Is that not true? You need discernment to know that this, even though it's true, it's false. May I tell people that do them 4-1 in Nigeria? Somebody come and tell them. I read my innocent guy in one village. The first time he went to withdraw 49,000 naira. Was a jackpot. Somebody came and told him and opened his back and said, this money, I saw some dollar, but before we open it, we must do something like that. Have you ever saw something like that? Before we open it, somebody must do like this. So he followed them. Say he could not believe how the people deceived him to go and withdraw everything in his account. Almost 500,000 naira. And came and gave them, and then the people, he could not see them again. They can see your life, detail. I remember my father and my mentor, they say, there are places you go that when they give you something, you just drink. You begin to see people's name on their forehead. What is your name? Your name is Shino. You see it on your head, like you begin to see it on people's head. There are places you go to, people, pastors go to shrine. When they come back, they become Major 7, or Major Sia, or Eagle Eye 2. You know what kind of name they call themselves? Hallelujah. Praise God. But there are authentic prophets. There are authentic ones. There are people that I know that I've listened to, and these people are authentic. Hallelujah. There are people that I really see into people's life. Really see into people's life. And then we must respect. One of the greatest givers of Nigeria is Apostle Joseph Suleiman, one of the major prophets we have in this country. True, yes. Apostle Prophet Joshua Ginla. Is another prophet. Is there another one again? Is there another prophet you believe? Yeah. Don't worry. Let me not mention name before somebody mention one name that I don't believe. It's okay. Because somebody is going to call the name of somebody now. And then we enter this message. Praise God. But there's one in this country that I don't believe that one is the man of God. There's one in this country. I don't believe in that man. And the person is in... The name of the state starts from L. Hallelujah. Now, I did not mean when he said earlier. And then there's one man there. I don't believe in that man. I don't have a problem with it. I did not say anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. So there are people that know. Not only you know that this. Praise God. But we must appreciate prophetic ministry in this country. And we must respect them. And then when you have a friend that claims to be a prophet, just tread with them carefully. If you don't believe in them, don't insult. The Bible says, he that receives a prophet, and the prophet rewards with it. They can save you from a whole lot of things. Hallelujah. They can save you from a whole lot of things. They can be seen that the person next to you, oh God, we need a prophetic ministry. How many of us are prophets here? Is there any prophet here? Hallelujah. Hope you know that the gift can be in you without knowing. Hope you know that. In case there is anybody that is a prophet here, may the grace come upon you to know. May your eyes open. And may you begin to enjoy the criticism. Say amen. May you be criticized. Hallelujah. When you prophesy and say you gave prophecy, 30 things that will happen in Nigeria and only 20 came to pass. So this one is a fake prophet. You don't know what people do. But they are the actual one that pray in church that this one should not happen. No. And then when it didn't happen, they say this man is the first man of God. But you pray that it shouldn't happen. So God answered your prayer. Hallelujah. We must respect them and believe in them. That they are devoid, somebody mentioned that they are devoid. It's a very, very, you know, there are people that they may not really, they call themselves a pastor, but operate in the prophetic degree heavily. It's not very, very heavy. Bishop Wei Depo is another major prophet in this country. People that see to the future. Hallelujah. People that see and they control what is happening. There are people that watch over. The Bible says, through a prophet, he brought Israel out of. Is that what Jeremiah 10:13 says? By a prophet. And then the deliverance ministry is also for prophets. Hallelujah. Somebody like Ezekiel Lukoya. When you mention deliverance ministry in this country, one name comes to your head. Whether you like him or not, you cannot deny the result. Altogether. Because many people don't like him, but whether you like him or not, the proofs are there. Proofs are there.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.